Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lefty. Twirl it.
Exclusive.
Hello and welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, where we're giving you an episode a day, every day until opening day. Today we're talking about the newest lefty reliever in the bullpen, Victor Aaron Gonzalez, VAG, or Vigo, if you want to go that way. He's from Tuxpan, Nayarit. Damn. Shouldn't have attempted that. Mexico.
Gorgeous.
Came over from the Dodgers and could be here for 3 years, you know? Like, just much like the Wandy trade, the Yankees like trading guys that have these relievers that have showed some promise and have 3 years attached to them before they reach free agency. This is that guy. Jake, Victor Gonzalez.
Second Dodgers reliever. Second Dodgers lefty.
Yeah.
So, that's a sneaky storyline of this season. Did the Dodgers give us two useful lefties in our bullpen, or is there a gotcha moment coming? And I don't know. I mean, the truth probably lies somewhere in value, and we saw the Yankees do this. We've seen it with their bullpen in the past, and we've seen it this year. It's why they turned down re-signing Wandy. Wandy went out and got paid, and they got these two guys for cheaper than the cost of Wandy. So the Yankees believe what they're doing in the back end of their bullpen. And Victor Gonzalez, you know, he's been along for this Dodgers ride. He's had injuries and some lesser performance, but got called up at age 24 during the COVID season, kind of mowed people down, was a part of their World Series run, had 8 appearances in that 2020 postseason. And then 2021 was kind of a solid reliever season. We're missing 22, comes back for 23, and yeah, I mean, I'm interested to find out personality-wise. I obviously have a hole that Wandy left, and we've been talking about this Mexico series a lot. He's probably going to be pretty hyped for that.
Could be,
so
yeah.
So that's cool.
Could be. I don't know where Tuxpan, Mexico is.
Victor, how was growing up in Tuxpan, pal?
Sounds like a Texas town. Probably because of the T and the X.
Tupan.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I'm saying it right.
Well,
you know what? It is kind of down there. It's a little east of Mexico City, east of Hidalgo, right? Kind of like a on the river by the beach town. Probably super pretty. Good job, Victor. Way to be from there.
Pronunciation looks like Tuxpan.
Tuxpan. Okay.
Something like that.
Well, that's cool. Pantepec River.
What are your goals and feelings that you want from Victor Gonzalez?
I'll tell you what. I got nothing.
You seem to like Vigo.
I like Vigo. I did. I got nothing on him. I think that the Dodgers look at these guys the same way we look at, like, Brito and Vasquez. We're like, Padres are like, yeah, we got these guys in our rotation. And we're like, we didn't want those guys. Like, if they were in our rotation, we'd be upset. So it's nice because it fills a hole. Hopefully Matt Blake can do some dancing and some magic with him. But, like, I don't know. I don't have – for me, Victor Gonzalez can become Wandy, maybe. I don't know. Wandy was really good in really high-leverage situations. That's not normal. I think more likely he becomes, like, a Lidke role, like, in that vein, because he didn't pitching high leverage situations for the Dodgers last year. I know he had the World Series outings and stuff, but like he wasn't part of their, hey, we got a 3-run lead. It's a 7th inning. I think he did it twice. So like I wouldn't expect that from him. I guess I don't want fans to expect him to be Wandy. Wandy became a very, very valuable reliever in big moments for us. He may become that. I don't think he's going to start like that.
Yeah, when Wandy came over, we didn't expect that. So. No, I mean, this is a guy throws a sinker 64% of the time, 95 miles per hour. So, I guess if you were doing the comparison like that, I think the Dodgers looked at Victor Gonzalez and Caleb Ferguson probably in the same realm as like Ron Marinaccio for us. Like, he's a guy that can throw you innings out of the bullpen. You don't hate him seeing him coming out. If they're hot, they're hot. You know, I looked at Victor Gonzalez's last season, and I think his first 10 appearances were clean, and then I think his final 10 appearances was like one run. So in the middle, he got knocked around a little bit, but he's a guy that at the MLB level has had, you know, a month of strong outings.
Yeah. His last 10 were really good. It looked like he got an injury at some point in July, so like the ones close to that were bad. But it's also like the leverage is more so like at play here. First 19 were good. And then that stretch there. Maybe that's when an injury was happening. Cause that stretch in June, God damn it, Baseball Reference. Unclick the top one.
Unclick it.
June 16th to July 2nd. 6 games, 14.2 ERA. Yikes.
Was really strong versus lefties last year, 5.64 OPS against, and righties were 6.68. So, you know, not a full split situation, get nervous, but I don't know. I excited to see his identity. Is he an energy guy? I mean,
I have different stats.
Okay.
Than that. What did you said he was good versus righties.
Lefties.
Baseball Reference has him better versus last year, better versus righties.
Career.
Yeah.
Career splits is a
career
definitely split. A tick better versus lefties against everything, but last year he was a tick better versus righties against everything.
They're gonna use him more versus lefties. I think they're gonna start him in the Litke role. Like fifth, sixth inning, started and go, there's a lefty lane. The score is not incredibly close.
Where Licky started or where Licky ended up?
Started. Where Licky ended up was a three-inning guy. I don't know if he's going to...
Yeah, I guess that's where I'm getting a little thrown by the comparison. I think they have him a tick above that. I mean, it's not like, you know...
Lukewarm Licky. You know?
Licky was, you know, out of the league for 5 years, resurgent project. Like, you know, Victor Gonzalez... pitch Major League Baseball for one of the best teams last year.
Yeah, but they used Litke right away. Like, we were like, why do you have so much faith in this guy? You know, if the game was, he was the fifth, sixth inning guy, if it was like close and they needed to bridge the gap to the later guys and there's a lefty coming up, that's kind of where they used Litke that first season and did pretty well. And then the next year they jumped him up, and they jumped his innings up, which I don't think they're going to do here.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a stretched out guy.
I don't think so either. That's why I said when they first got Licky, and he was mostly using them to bridge the gap to the 7, 8, 9. So the fifth, sixth inning, I think, was when where we'll see him mostly.
Yeah, I remember Licky being stretched out a little bit when he first came over. So I don't want that expectation, but yeah, he's. He's going to have to earn his keep in the bullpen, but I do think, you know, we just got rumors that Tommy Canley might be banged up to start the season. Like, if Victor Gonzalez comes out and he's clean his first 5 appearances, I think you start probably looking at 7th and 8th fairly quickly, quicker than other guys.
Maybe.
He'd be in that, like, after the guys we currently consider that, like, next group that might get graduated.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah, him and Caleb are kind of dueling lefties.
Yeah. I think it'll be by platoon or committee for a little bit until someone wins out and, like,
yes.
Gets it.
Yes, which, yeah, he started off last year strong.
Yeah.
Do you believe in him or Caleb more, or it's just, like, one year of a reliever?
I never seen him. I have no idea. So this is a tough. Like I can read the stats, but I tried to watch some videos. I've never really seen it. I mean, I remember watching him in the World Series.
My understanding is Caleb's the more like proven of the two. Probably is higher on the depth chart initially. You know,
that's what I thought as well. Just looking at usage last year, like I know he was recovering from an injury too. It doesn't look like the Dodgers really. He wasn't their dude. Does he induce a lot of ground balls? That sinker?
Let's get more of them.
Let's see. Batted ball, pitch result, ball in play. A lot of ground balls?
Yeah, his savant's a pretty deep red in ground ball rate.
Nice.
They like what they like.
I'll check the spray chart on it.
54%.
Ooh, a lot right up the middle. So that's Glaber and Volpe.
Volpe to his left, baby.
Going
to
be getting some steak dinners from Victor Gonzalez.
Double play ball, roll it.
And a lot of grounders right to, like, first, looks like.
Okay, Tony.
Looks like he can feel his position. Look at this one.
He's
right
never made
an
error. I was going to bring that up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Harper. Chopper. Baltimore chop right to him. Goes to second. Gets the out.
Clean.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. My takeaway is I have no idea where he's going to land for us. In 3 years' time, he's with us. They could slow play it, or they could have faith in him right away. Like, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Blake's going to work some magic with him.
He's got options out there to work magic with.
He's skinnier than you'd think.
Listed 180.
When you see, like, the videos, I was watching a video of him. Like, it was not a MLB broadcast. It was in the bullpen. And it was just, you know, skinnier than I thought.
Little brother vibes a little bit.
Kind of like in his glove. Like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's it. In the action with the DraftKings sports book, people, they're giving you a bonus bet back up to $1,000 in the amount if your original bet does not hit. Minimum deposit of $5. Sign up using promo code YANKS. Promo code YANKS. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Get a no-sweat bet back in the amount that you bet up to $1,000. Thanks, DraftKings. Over under 0.5 bubblegum on the hat.
Last year, he got 5 holds appearances. So that's a 3-run lead or less. 7th, 8th, or 9th inning with the Dodgers. 5. Right. I'm guessing he's going to get more than that, just knowing the Yankees and how they, like, use guys, because they had crazy amounts of guys get those situations. Would a line of 10 make you think, or do you think it's over that, too?
I would initially think it's a little bit over if he's not getting injured. Like we just mentioned, we just found out about Canely. And he only pitched half a season last year for the Dodgers. So if he's on the Yankees the full season, so that would automatically jump to 10. And then, I don't know. The Yankees wouldn't bring someone into the bullpen they don't like or think they can tap into. So when you see he's 64% sinker, like, the Yankees deserve the credit back there.
35 of those for Wandy last year.
Split the gap. I'll go 17.
I'd probably take the over on that for like every reliever.
Good Red Sox matchup.
It's just a safe bet.
Just the Yankees just do
guys
that.
End up in spots with the Yankees. At least based on the way the Dodgers used him and Caleb. Caleb got much more of his appearances are high leverage spots. Victor, not as many.
The Ferg. Go listen to that one. See you guys. Goodbye. Boom, boom.
World Series champions. Not Caleb.
He's out.
2020 World Series champions.
He got all 4 of his guys out. He got the win in game 6.
Winner. That's what matters.
Wins are the important stat.
Bronx.
Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss, The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.